It's opening day. Our baseball insider Andy Carboni joins us, and the Pirates are in town for game one of the 2017 season, and Rick Porcello will be on the mound for the Red Sox. So, Andy, your thoughts on opening day?
Well, always a big day in the area, of course. Opening day is a special day for any Red Sox or baseball fan overall, and of course, Rick Porcello getting the start on the mound. The 2016 American League Cy Young Award winner makes his first opening day start ever. So I'm sure there'll be all kinds of fun activities over at Fenway Park. They made a lot of new changes over at Fenway, sprucing up the stadium some more, and everyone will be wound up and ready to go for 2:05 first pitch today.
They keep sinking $1 million into that stadium every year. I wish I could do the same. Okay, now, all right, now, what else we got on for the pitching news for the Red Sox? There have been some injuries. How are things shaking out as we do begin the regular season?
Well, the pitching staff does come in a little battered to start off the start of the season. David Price, of course, he's starting the year on the DL, may not pitch till sometime in May, hopefully. He threw from 90 feet on Saturday, says he's feeling pretty good. Price will continue to lightly toss 2 out of every 3 days as he tries to build up strength in his arm and see how that all plays out. Other situations with the starting rotation, Drew Pomeranz, he starts the season on the 10-day disabled list with left forearm flexor strain. He could technically start on April 9th in Detroit, which would be this coming Sunday. We'll see how that all plays out. He's supposed to be doing a bullpen session either today or tomorrow to see how he's going to be going forward, that potential start. If he's not able to make that start on April 9th, expect the Red Sox to call up Kyle Kendrick from Pawtucket. He was definitely the starting pitcher of the spring down in Fort Myers for the Red Sox. He won 4 games, and he led the team innings pitch as well as tying for the team lead in strikeouts, so he would be your potential fifth starter, if need be, for Pomeranz on Sunday. Other news out of the bullpen, Tyler Thornburg. He starts the year on the 10-day DL with a right shoulder impingement. That means that Joe Kelly will start the season as the primary setup man for Craig Kimbrell in the 8th inning. A couple other notes, Red Sox added a couple extra pitchers with these injuries for the start of the season. Left-handed Robbie Scott, who came up toward the end of last year. He'll be the third left-handed option in the bullpen for John Farrell with Robbie Ross Jr. and Fernando Abad. And then reliever Ben Taylor, right-hander, gets the final spot in the bullpen. Taylor had a nice spring, and he has never pitched above Double A.
All right, Andy, any other injuries, non-pitching players to be concerned about as we head into the season?
The one issue that did come about was Josh Rutledge. He suffered a hamstring that last week of spring training. He starts the year on the DL, so that opens up a roster spot for Steve Selsky, a right-handed bat. He can be a backup first baseman, third base, and can also play all 3 outfield positions. Had a nice spring, hit 4 home runs. This is obviously made because Hanley's still not ready to play in the field just yet. Mitch Moreland dealing with the flu, so the Red Sox need an extra guy out there that can handle first base. Brock Holt can also play some first base as well, but obviously they need Holt to potentially play a middle infield position if something should pop up with an injury in that end of things. So, a little extra depth on the bench for the Red Sox and Steve Selsky going forward.
Okay, gotcha. All right, any other Red Sox notes here before we head to the Major League Baseball notebook?
Well, going back to the starting rotation, Steven Wright, at the end of spring training, he was wearing a brace on his right knee. Just a precautionary measure. He's dealing with some soreness, so that's something else to keep an eye out for.
Well, Sunday marked the opening of Major League Baseball. And, Andy, what do you have for notes from, not necessarily just the results from Sunday, obviously. That's not what we're talking about. But other notes from Major League Baseball around away from the Red Sox.
Yep, 3 games yesterday. All nice to see games going on. I was had my afternoon all set into last night with 3 interesting games, very entertaining all around. But the big note of the day was Giants' number one starter, Madison Bumgarner. Becomes the first pitcher in Major League history to hit 2 home runs on opening day. And Bumgarner also had a perfect game into 1 out in the 6th inning. So that was quite a performance from Bumgarner. The Giants ended up losing in the bottom of the 9th on a walk-off hit by the Arizona Diamondbacks. But that's still quite a feat for any pitcher to hit a home run in the game, let alone 2.
Wow, and tough. And you don't win that game, too. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
No, having a perfect game into the 6th, hit a couple home runs, and you don't come away with a win.
Oh.
That's baseball.
It is. Oh, man, you're right. That's the difference of the games. Any other notes from the big leagues?
Well, Mets closer Jerry's Familia starts the season on the 15-day suspended list. He's got brought on the carpet for domestic violence. The Cardinals yesterday signing catcher Yadier Molina to a 3-year, $60 million contract extension. Molina entering his 14th season. He's been named the 7 All-Star teams. He has won 8 gold gloves. Some other quick notes to throw out there. The A's have named former Red Sox pitcher, Hall of Famer Dennis Eckersley, as a special assistant to the team president. And Ichiro Suzuki, the 43-year-old outfielder of the Miami Marlins, says he wants to play until he is 50.
Now, does this impact Dennis Eckersley and his role with Nesson? I assume he was coming back.
That's a good question. I've been trying to find out some information like that with my sources. I've been unable to dig anything up. He has not participated in any of the spring training games for the Red Sox on Nesson, whether in studio or at the facilities themselves doing the color commentary. So I have a feeling it just might. I'm going to keep a close eye on that because, to me, Dennis was, you know, by far an extremely entertaining and knowledgeable color commentator, even in studio work. I really enjoy his work. So hopefully that's not the case, but I have a funny feeling if he's going to be, helping help the team president of the Oakland A's, I don't know if that allows you to still do games for the Boston Red Sox at the same time.
No, I would think that would be an issue. I mean, it would appear to be a time issue more than anything else. But
yeah, that as well. So yeah. It could be conflict of interest all around.
So, if he's not working today, opening day, I would think it's an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation for Nesson. So if he's not there, maybe he wasn't coming back to begin with.
No, that's a good point. I'm actually kind of curious as to why that hasn't been announced in the local media as well, so I'll have to keep an eye on that.
I hope we're not missing that big story. We missed it, but there you go. So you heard it here first, maybe. Okay. Anything else? The Giants getting a trophy or giving out a trophy, Andy?
Yes, they are. This is kind of an interesting trophy. I've never heard of one of these before. You can take it any way you want, but the Giants are going to be giving out a golden urinal trophy to the player that stays the most hydrated after each series during the season. Of course, that's something I've never heard of before, but all these extra new tests and all kind of things teams are doing to make sure their players are 100% healthy and whatnot. There's a little incentive for the Giants that you can go home with a golden urinal trophy after each series if you stay hydrated.
Wow, I wonder what that looks like. But I guess I
saw a picture of it. It's it looks like a urinal. It's gold, and it's not huge. It's a small trophy, but it looks as it is described.
Well, that's
a golden urinal trophy.
Wow, definitely a sweet honor to receive. That, no doubt about that. Well, we'll keep. I'm sure that, and when you do something like this big, it'll catch on around the league. I'm sure
as well. That could be the new hot award throughout the season at Major League Baseball, who has the most urinal trophies.
Yeah, maybe we could give one out. But
yeah, might as well. Everyone get into the act.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Andy, happy opening day to you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.